then I hear this voice out of the blue that says, "Remember, the more you expose yourself to empowering messages, the more your brain craves them. It's a delicious addiction, one that fuels your journey towards a reality where your words become not just seeds, but supernova of possibility. Think of your brain as a sophisticated recording studio. Every word you utter gets etched onto the master tape, the soundtrack of your life. Do you want your theme song to be a melancholic ballad of self-defeat? Or a soaring symphony of empowerment, where every note vibrates with the conviction that you are capable, you are worthy, and destined for greatness? Perhaps it's time to rewrite the lyrics, one positive, melodic note at a time. Imagine your mind like a lush garden. Every word you hear is a seed, dropped onto the fertile soil of your subconscious. Some seeds are vibrant sunflowers, bursting with positive potential. Others are gnarled weeds, choking out your inner light with doubt and negativity. But no more. Here's the magic, my friends. You are the gardener. You are the landscaper. You choose which seeds to nurture and which to compost. More than that, you get to design where they are placed in the consciousness of possibility. You choose which seeds to nurture and which to compost, ready to cultivate a garden overflowing with super magical awesome sunflowers? Well, let's get planting. Welcome back to the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. My name is Jonathan Navi. I am your grateful host, reminding you that a miracle is not the exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Now, we've discussed the multiverse before, how there's different versions of us in parallel realities, and we have the ability to tap into the best versions of ourselves. That's not to say that we living, you listening, me speaking, isn't the best version. This version is pretty remarkable because currently it has the consciousness to receive all this information. So, along with the multiverse chronicles, we can start to begin to speak about the mirror verse. And it's a concept I believe is best introduced through metaphor, because these words, mirror and verse, are probably used out in society and in culture and in the world and may not necessarily represent what I am trying to divulge here, what I'm trying to unravel and show you, give you a little peek of the mirror verse. So take a deep breath and feel free to settle down, because we're about to enter a world and a realm of possibilities. Buckle up, because we're about to shatter preconceptions and unlock the secrets to claiming every ounce of your inherent greatness. Picture this. The world isn't just a random hodgepodge of happenings. It's a cosmic disco ball, babe, reflecting your inner groove onto everything around you. Every passerby, every pebble beneath your feet, every unexpected detour. They're all mirrors, whispering truths about your magnificent self. Now, some of these mirrors might flash blinding smiles, reflecting your brilliance back at you. Bask in them, dance in their radiant glow. These are the Yes You Can mirrors. This is the Go Get 'em Tiger echoes that fuel your unstoppable fire. Claim them, own them, let them amplify your inner symphony. But here's the thing, my friends. Not all mirrors glitter gold. Some might show reflections that sting, shadows that whisper doubt. Don't shy away. Don't break the glass. Here are your oops, adjust course mirrors, offering invaluable lessons disguised as bumps in the road. Lean in. Listen to their whispers. Learn from their wisdom. Remember, even a cracked mirror can reveal hidden facets of your diamond self. Psst! Did you know a mirror's reflection changes with your perspective? So, ever so slightly, shift your angle. Tweak your inner kaleidoscope. Surround yourself with a dazzling variety of trusted mirrors. Friends who reflect your strengths. Mentors who point out your blind spots with kindness and power. In their eyes, see not judgment, but a roadmap to becoming the most awe-inspiring version of yourself. Now, dear listener, imagine stepping through the shimmering portal of this episode transformed. You see the world as a vibrant chorus of mirrors, each one a portal to your magnificent potential. You claim the positive reflections with open arms. Learn from the not-so-positive ones with grace, and build a kaleidoscope of trusted confidants to catch your every blind spot. And so, embark on a life where every interaction, every pebble, every detour becomes a brushstroke on the masterpiece of your existence. Remember, miracles aren't just out there. They're shimmering all around you, waiting to be claimed. Wake up, smell the miracles on purpose, and step into your breathtaking mirrorverse. Imagine, if you will, a world spun from polished surfaces, a shimmering kaleidoscope of faces, objects, and experiences, each whispering secrets about you. The neighbor's grumpy glance, a mirror reminding you to cultivate inner sunshine. The flat tire on your journey, a nudge to check your alignment with your true desires. See, everything from the chirping robin to the spilled coffee is a reflection, albeit sometimes a cracked one. But here's the rub. Not all mirrors flatter. And that's where the fun begins. Those negative Nancys and snide remarks, don't get sucked into their vortex. It's not your vortex, and if it's not for you, you shouldn't want it. Instead, thank them for highlighting your blind spots, even if it's just to yourself. Like Michelangelo with his chisel. Use their reflection to sculpt away the limitations holding you back. Remember, always remember, that even a broken mirror offers a distorted glimpse guiding you towards self-acceptance and growth. More than that, a broken mirror is still a piece, is many pieces of a fully functioning working mirror. It might just cut you if you hold it wrong. But wait, yes, there is more. Just like a disco ball needs multiple angles to truly shine, you need a metaphorical kaleidoscope of inner mirrors. Cultivate a squad of trusted friends, mentors, and even furry companions who reflect your brilliance with loving honesty. These soul shards, if we may say that, catch the light when you're in a shadow, celebrating your victories and gently nudging you back on track when your ego gets a little bit too shiny. You ready for this? Because here comes the secret sauce. Claim the positive mirrors. Again, claim the empowering mirrors. Bask in the warmth of compliments. Savor the validation of achievements and dance in the applause of a job well done. You did it. I'm proud of you, and I know a lot of other people are proud of you too. So let these reflections fuel your inner fire, propelling you towards your destiny like a sonic boom echoing through your mirror-verse. Remember, you are the protagonist of your own story, and every encounter, every reflection shapes the narrative. Take control through your preferences, through your fun activities. So choose mirrors wisely, learn from the cracked ones, and celebrate the dazzling ones. And most importantly, shine on, you magnificent beacon of potential. Shine on, you wild and crazy, sexy diamond you. Now, I do have to say this. Wouldn't it be a cosmic shame to let all these juicy insights simmer in your ears? Well, lean in close, because I have a little whisper for your subconscious. Isn't it time to claim your own reality through one of these tools like the Mirrorverse Adventure? It is, isn't it? I knew it. I heard you. Go forth, reflect your brilliance, and let the world sparkle with your unique light. Remember, the greatest miracle is you. The greatest miracle is you. And I get the honor of being able to speak these words into you, speak these affirmations over you. So unleash your inner disco ball and illuminate the world, because you're essential, you're needed, and I am not going to stop reminding you of that. What if I told you this world that you get to walk in and through is simply a reflection of all your internal and external and mental and emotional and psychological, even psychic, good? Yeah, I know that's a bit controversial to say, seeing how sometimes crappy situations don't really resemble something good happening in your life. And this is how I reroute it. Because you must reroute. You must have the ability to reframe. You're in the story right now. You can agree with me on that, can't you? Therefore, most of the time, you're only looking at this present moment. Unfortunately, we live in a world where complex PTSD attaches the past to the present. And in doing so, it tends to wrinkle the visions we have for the future. Therefore, all timelines begin to collapse in the present moment. And if you follow me here, you begin to realize that untangling the past, present, and future is essential to be able to reflect the most out of the present in order to project into the future. There's the old saying, act as if. In the Bible, it is said, pray, but pray with the knowing that what you're praying for has already been delivered from the Father. So, with these words, I'm trying to help get to a place of clarity, because we can intellectually begin to understand these things. But that understanding is different than the raw, visceral experience. So the more you intend, and by intending, start doing a practice that reminds you to untangle the past, present, and future, then you will be able to untangle in the moment quicker than before. You know, it's not a snap day and night type of thing for everybody. It might be for 1% of the population. And by all means, 1%, if you figure out how you did it and are able to take people through that process to do it in a snap, by all means, please. But until then, we implement practices so that we can truly see the benefit of the reflections that are being presented to us at all times. In the midst of CPTSD, you can't see the big picture. You can't see that you're in a blip and a part in the narrative of the story that will unfold and unravel in its own magical and beautiful way. Here's the fastest way to get untangled in the present moment. And it may take some time, but you gotta give it a try. I am alive. And then begin to think of other people that you hold dear and close to your heart who are also alive. And begin to expand that to an energetic space that just lights you up, that makes you feel marvelous and fantastic, that takes you out of this moment of crisis where it feels like it's all happening at once and this is the end. Because what we're really freaking out about in those moments is the possibility of death. In so many words, it boils down to that. Whether it's getting sick and not being able to go to work, not being able to pay the rent, coming up short somewhere, feeling like you're on the wrong path after making a solid decision. You must allow more to unfold until you're able to stop and make a solid and confident decision based on the information that you have. From there, everything becomes a little bit easier for a time. But rest assured, these feelings do come back, perhaps a little bit less and less until they become obsolete, which is the goal, so that you can function freely in this world and take in the reflection of a highly successful person in your neighborhood that keeps getting promoted and promoted. And you know that I love to say, when your neighbor gets promoted, you better celebrate them because it means you're in the same neighborhood. There is no room or need for jealousy. It's just an omen and a sign that you are in the similar neighborhood, which means that your time is coming. Here's a quick example of how I found myself wondering how a certain reflection had anything to do with me. My ego stepped in and said, well, this isn't for you. You've outgrown this. This is nothing about you. It must be for the higher self to learn something. Just listen to the sound of that ego. My higher self needs to learn something. Well, I know that's not the case. I know that we live in perfect timing. And since that experience that I'll share with you, I had the conversation with Charlotte Clark on the podcast where something she said has stuck with me and has brought new light to my understanding of reflections. See, in that moment where something was happening and I was irritated and wondering, how does this reflection have to do with me? I was judging. I was judging that moment. I was judging that experience. And Charlotte Clark said, and I want you to ingrain this into your system because we all need to begin living by this, start living a practice. Judgment only creates anxiety and depression. Now, I don't know about you, but I do not like to experience those things. And I do. And I also don't like to be the person out in the world creating more anxiety and depression. That's why this podcast exists. It's a way for me to counteract anxiety and depression. It's a way to help others stop feeling so much anxiety and depression through the tools that the guests share, through the tools that I'm able to impart through these verbal meanderings. So my experience was being around two individuals that were quite loud and playfully insulting each other, and just seemed like they really got along, but their thing was really just jabbing and insulting, and I'm trying to concentrate and focus, and I was just finding it progressively harder. And I reached out to a buddy of mine and told him what was going on, and he just played along and you know, basically validated what I was saying. But in that conversation, the value of that conversation is that I was able to catch my own awareness and realize and even say to him in that moment, well, this is really about me, not from a narcissistic place. Instead of putting it on them, I'm taking full responsibility of the reflection. And now I'm beginning to wonder, not out of a victimhood, but what in me still needs to be healed, right? This is tricky because we're talking about a couple different things. One is preference. And sometimes we're in a space and location where our preferences can't necessarily be met. Now, I could put earbuds in and try to zone out from the noise, or I could stay with what is happening in the present moment and just become inquisitive. Release all judgment. In a phrase, in a statement to myself, in an act that for me would get rid of that judgment and give me a blank canvas for the moment. So that's a very important part. And here's the frame. The frame to taking full responsibility is not the reflection says that I am annoying, that I am loud and obnoxious, because clearly that's not going to be the case all the time. The frame is, cool, what can I learn about myself? Because in that moment, I was forced to dig in deep and be like, all right, what have I not worked through? Why does this still irritate me? And in that searching, I'm able to come to a conclusion that energetically makes me grow, makes me expand. And it's a really beautiful place and humble place to be at. Because as you're on this journey, and as you begin to help people, the old saying is, you only need to be two steps ahead of someone to turn around and be able to help them and bring value to their lives. As you continue to walk this path, at some point you might begin to feel enlightened. And that's not a bad thing. Just remember, we must stay humble, and we're never done learning. These edges exist for us to grow outside of our comfort zone. You have done all that you can do. You have succeeded all the ways that you can succeed in your current comfort zone. So these edges begin to creep in, and they're uncomfortable because you're outgrowing that comfort zone. It's time for you to expand again. And this is a never-ending process and a never-ending journey that's super awesome and exciting. Likewise, the teachings tell us that when you see something big you admire, you point at it. And you say, that's me. The big names up in light. The author, the rock star, the performer, the orator, the business professional, the nurse practitioner, the kind professional human beings that you've encountered. You point at that reflection and you say, yep, I recognize it. That means, because you make the meaning, nothing has any meaning save the meaning you give it. Here's an empowering one. When you see something, you empower. When you see something that empowers you, or that you empower, you know that it is a part of you. If you recognize it, that means that more of it wants to bloom through you. Your particular music, your particular vessel. You were chosen. You have been chosen. What you do from that knowing is completely up to you. And me and my wife have a lot of philosophical conversations, and something that we've been talking about is that which we keep inside, those either secrets or genius that we keep hidden, is what ultimately kills us. It's what ultimately makes us feel like we're suffocating, because there's so much inside of us. And a lot of that you're keeping in, excuse my language, is fucking greatness. It is God's divine purpose set in motion, ready for you to excavate, unravel, and with your human and divine preferences, begin to deliver that gift. There's an old saying that I absolutely love. No gifts left ungiven. No joy left unbidden. No spark of creative genius left unbitten. No gifts left ungiven, my friends. This is the time. There is no more gatekeepers. Well, actually, there are. There's only one gatekeeper, and it's you. Congratulations! You now have the authority to say yes to yourself, to your genius, to your ideas. You now have the professional mind and authority to investigate and to drop something when it stops serving you, to move on to the next thing or to put it on the back burner, because fractal time shows us that it always comes back around, and sometimes, our ideas are a little bit too early. And what I mean by that is, other things have to develop in the world for it to fully go into flow, into production. And that's okay. You will never be done having ideas. You cannot outlive and outproduce your own lifetime. You cannot outlearn your own lifetime. And that's exciting. So as you come up with a million different ideas that you may have to put on the back burner, know, because remember, this is a blip and we have a much bigger vision to function from. In this present moment, you have the ability to put a bunch of stuff on the back burner, but work on something, at least one thing, that sparks your joy alive. One thing that makes you feel like you're getting it done. Perhaps there comes a time when the reflection you present begins to evolve with you, for you, through you. Perhaps you'll exude magical lyricism, smashing criticism with a dose of healthy mysticism, verbally redeeming as creativity seems to be steaming and heating up cold, frozen hearts of the past. So stop, look around and bask at the marvels and the miracles exclusive to your scenery. Breathe in natural affinity to the divine and true call of creation. It's safe to activate obsessions based on the things that make you breathe right. It's safe to investigate. It's safe to follow the promptings of your heart. Because there is a time that takes energy. The before, the in-between. See, we usually show up already made up. Have you heard the news? You get to choose your cruise. Tilt your head and charge ahead with zest and zeal. Yeah, it's your turn to spank the day with curious and magical intention. If you do it right the first time, you don't have to go back and correct it. And even if you have to go back, it's really just an evolution. So is it really going back to square one? Or is it just charging ahead with a new beginning? Leadership is when you team up. Leadership is when you're willing to speak up. Leadership is when you consult with your soul before consulting with your counsel. If you plan to show up, the old saying is you better plan to kick ass. Yeah, suit up, show up, but intend to give it your best. Let me ask you, when you hear these words, when you listen to these stories, what are you dedicating today to? Do you wake up in the morning and say, this day is dedicated to? And I know a lot of listeners and guest speakers would say that they dedicate their day to God. And I say that goes without saying, for you are alive and you have breath. So in addition to dedicating this day to God, what else? Who else? Doesn't just have to be one. How large can you make your daily why? I dedicate this day to God, to myself, to my sovereignty, to my wife, to my kids, and to my pets, to my entire family, to my community, to my city, my country, and my earth. I dedicate this day for the good of all that come in contact with me as an individual. I dedicate this day to the good and healing of all humanity. Did you know that liaisons get paid to properly bridge gaps? And you are a liaison to something. So as this podcast even stands as a reflection, the reflection is telling you and giving you some key things that you can investigate, that you can take on, that you can grab and run with to make your life and the life of those around you much more glorious than you or them would expect today. And the last question is, do you even realize how big this operation is? The operation of your life, your living? If you get sick, you usually go to a doctor. You have resources outside of yourself and your family. And we live in a world where you have resources outside of your country. So it's a pretty big operation. Let's take the example of a billion-dollar movie. Meaning, it cost a couple billion to make the movie. And they're doing that with the intention that once the movie is released, they'll make more money than they did to spend it. Easy business, something to follow. That makes sense, right? You've seen how long the credits are in tiny little letters of everyone involved in a particular movie. And I must be thinking of Marvel movies, because they're the ones that usually cost billions to make and billions to earn. And you sit through the credits, about 10 minutes of tiny names, not even on top of each other, but next to each other, paragraphs of names. So look at how that film, that may have been 2 hours to watch, maybe 6 months to a year to film, couple billion dollars on the low end, and then is released, so it's done, it's ready for people to watch it in the movie theaters, then it's released to thousands of movie theaters across the country, probably millions across the world. So it doesn't end once the product is done. That is a big operation. There are people working in the movie theater that are part of that operation, where, if we're taking the Marvel example, never had one conversation with the idea maker, Kevin Feige, let alone the director and the actors in the movie. That's a big operation. And I say that to reinforce and to bring awareness that your life has been and continues to be a much larger operation than a big budget blockbuster film. I hope you get chills. I hope this lands. Because if you're one of those people that enjoys watching a good show, a great show because it has a great powerful message, or a great movie because it has a great powerful message, a great book, it means that you are reflective of the non-deficiency of genius and good. It means that your energetic, ethereal doors are open to that genius. And there's something within you that wants to match it. And that match is not, oh, that is so cool. I wish I could do something like that. The match is, you know, I had an idea once. This reminds me that there was something I once wanted to do. This reminds me that there was a spark of creativity that got me excited for 5 minutes, for 2 weeks, for a couple months. But as life goes on, I stopped thinking about it. I became focused on everything else that came my way. But when I see that film, when I watch that show, when I read that book, I am reminded that I have something to give in the world. And I want to remind you that one of the biggest reasons the Olympics and big championship games get people so excited, it's not because they're fans of particular sports players. Yeah, maybe they idolize them. It's because we're recognizing the human spirit within ourselves. And there is a longing. That awe is a longing. And to call forth in that reflection to step up and start being the lead of the reflection. I love this example. I've heard it so many times. So the credit goes out to wherever it came from. When you're looking in the mirror and you see your reflection and it's frowning, you don't get mad at the reflection and tell it to start smiling. You don't go up in arms, start whining and complaining and thinking how life isn't fair, because that reflection just is just frowning all the time when you'd much rather see that reflection smile. If you really want to see that reflection smile, pretty sure you know what to do. You've got to smile yourself. Boom! In less than a snap, you've changed the reflection. If that lands, go out into the world and see everything as a reflection and see how you can lead the reflection to change by your being. And your essence. Be the permission slip and show people that circumstances don't matter. Only states of being matter. Which is to say, there's something tragic happening. Your compassion steps in place of the frown. Because you're not going to go in there with a smile. This isn't just about feeling good. This is about being able to morph and transform authentically for what the moment needs. Let me tell you a fictional story about the legendary, very epic, and non-fictional Nabtej Luminous. Sit back and relax and enjoy this short story as it gives you suggestions as a as an avid listener, of things you can seek out for yourself, things you can begin to investigate, tools that have been around for decades, if not centuries, to help the human experience function from a much higher caliber. Be dropping hints and tools for things that are out there right now that you can find on YouTube, that you can ask, where can I find more of this? So enjoy. In the city of Hokolove, where dreams rusted and possibilities lay tarnished, lived a peculiar pilgrim named Navtej, a navigator of the human potential. He wasn't hawking trinkets or spices, but something more valuable. Permission slips, not the kind you crumbled up in childhood, but shimmering scrolls infused with whispers of empowerment. As the night came every night, and long shadows were cast, Navtej shimmied into the dusty taverns, his eyes twinkling like distant galaxies. He would sit on a stool, the creak echoing a universe of unspoken stories. "Friends," he began, his voice a velvet caress, "have you ever stumbled into a cul-de-sac of self-doubt? Convinced the map of your destiny being lost?" Not surprisingly, heads nodded, shoulders slumped under the weight of unfulfilled dreams. Navtej chuckled, a tinkling sound that set glasses humming. "Fear not, wary voyagers, for I, Navtej, am here to liberate you from the tyranny of I can'ts and not today's." He pronounced a worn leather satchel, its buckles glinting like unmined diamonds. "Within," he declared, "lies treasure trove of permission slips, each a gateway to your wildest potential." Intrigued, murmurs filled the air. Navtej unfurled a silken scroll, its surface shimmering with iridescent script. "This," he announced, "is your permission slip to unleash your inner artist, to paint your fears into masterpieces and dance with the colors of your soul." He held it aloft, eyes locking with a woman hunched over a mug of ale. "Do you accept, weary traveler?" She hesitated, then a spark ignited in her eyes. "I," she breathed, voice trembling. "Yes, I accept." Her fingers brushed the scroll. A jolt of energy pulsed through the air. Laughter, long forgotten, spilled from her lips. And a forgotten dream, like a butterfly trapped in a cocoon, fluttered awake in her heart. The tavern reverberated with a ripple of hope. A gruff blacksmith, emboldened by Navtej's gaze, claimed the permission to break free from the forge of expectation and forge his own path. A timid scholar, whispering doubts, accepted the slip to let her voice roar, her ink a weapon against ignorance. With each granted permission, the tavern transformed. Faces, once etched with resignation, bloomed with possibilities. Eyes, clouded with cynicism, sparkled with newfound defiance. Navtej, a silent conductor, orchestrated a symphony of self-belief. His words laced with neurolinguistic whispers. "You are capable. Your dreams are worthy. The map lies within." He weaved conversational hypnosis, planting seeds of empowerment. "Imagine the weightless dance of achieving the impossible. Hear the thunderous applause of your own triumphs." With mentalist sleight of hand, he nudged doubts aside, replaced by self-assured smiles. at the time the last slip fluttered free. Hokolov was no longer a city of rust, but a canvas awash with hope. Navtesh, mission accomplished, vanished into the night, leaving behind a legacy of permission and a chorus of newfound dreams taking flight. Remember, your own permission slip lies within you now. You too are the navigator of your own potential. So unfurl the map of your desires. Claim your power and set sail on the limitless ocean of your possibilities. The only limit is the one you choose. Go forth, empowered friend, and write your own epic tale of transformation. For the story does not end there. It only begins. See, in the boundless expanse where realities shimmered like soap bubbles, danced Navtej Luminous, the cosmic choreographer, usually the navigator. But in this particular story, he chose to choreograph magical situations for the world to behold. Woven from starlight and supernova laughter, his cloak billowed with whispers of countless transformations. His eyes, universe in miniature, held the key to unlocking the hidden potential within every soul. He wasn't a map maker, but someone that could shift and move mirrors, guiding lost voyagers through the labyrinthine halls of the mirror-verse. Here, reflections shimmered, not just of the physical self, but of the myriad selves one could become. Yet many were trapped, tangled in the webs of self-doubt, the reflections distorted by ancestral shadows and evolutionary whispers of fear. One such soul, burdened by the weight of expectations, stumbled upon Navtej, drawn by a celestial melody played on a harp of stardust. The music, a Rorschach test of the soul, revealed not just the melody of the dreamer's existence, but also the hidden harmony of his potential. Lost, one seeks? Navtej inquired, his voice a symphony of starlight, and gentle neurolinguistic programming, commands planting seeds of awareness within the dreamer's mind. The dreamer confessed, their voice a tremor echoing through the halls. I wander the corridors of fear, they admitted, haunted by echoes of not good enough and too dangerous. Navtej smiled, a constellation blooming in his eyes. Ah, but child, he said, these shadows are but whispers from the past, echoes of an outdated operating system. You, my friend, are not a fixed program, but a quantum computer of possibility. With a flourish, he unveiled a shimmering portal, not to another reality, but to the dreamer's own inner mirror-verse. Here, he saw not just the reflection of his fears, but also his buried strengths, his forgotten passions, his dormant courage. Navtej, the master cosmic hypnotist, guided the dreamer through a rapid transformation therapy session, gently reframing limiting beliefs and empowering affirmations. You are not good enough, he whispered. You are a kaleidoscope of brilliance waiting to unfold. He used the Silva Mind Method, leading the dreamer into a state of relaxed focus, where they could rewrite the script of their fears. The whispers of too dangerous were replaced with affirmations of courageous and resilient, and just what this world needs right now. The dreamer, eyes widening, saw his reflection shift. The once hunched figure stood tall, the shadows replaced by a radiant glow. He saw not just his physical form, but the potential for infinite versions of himself, each a vibrant expression of his soul's unique song. "Now go," Navtej declared, his voice echoing with the power of psychocybernetics. "Become the choreographer of your own destiny. Dance with your fears. Rewrite the script of your limitations and let your light outshine the darkest corners of the mirrorverse." Empowered, the dreamer stepped out of the portal, no longer lost, but a master of their own reflection. He navigated the labyrinthine halls, not with fear, but with curiosity, knowing that each reflection, even the distorted ones, held a lesson to be learned. As the dreamer's story spread, others too sought Navtej's guidance. The beautiful thing about Navtej and the way he choreographed this situation is he gave the dreamer everything he needed to be able to send out the message. The power of word of mouth. They shed the shackles of inherited anxieties, danced away the shadows of societal expectations, and embraced the infinite possibilities of their own multiverse. Because in that ability to impart wisdom in others, what Navtej was doing is lighting one candle with his own flame, so that candle could go out and light many other flames, with none losing the fire. Remember, my friend, you are not a prisoner of your fears. You are the choreographer of your own constellations in the mirrorverse, your mirrorverse. Let Navtej's tale be your guide. Turn your mirrors, rewrite your scripts, and dance with the boundless potential that resides within you. The multiverse awaits a canvas ready to be painted with the vibrant colors of your empowered spirit. Again, my friends, go forth, shine your light, and together, let's rewrite the story of humanity, one transformed reflection at a time. Well, my friends, it's about that time to land that plane and land in the mirrorverse plane, if you know what I mean. Before we come to a close, though, it's important that we revisit something called mirror neurons. Now, when was the last time we talked about mirror neurons? Mirror neurons, they're the secret snitches of the soul, whispering, "Monkey see, monkey do," from the shadowy corners of our brain pans. And now, we're finding that they're not just copycats, but epigenetic evangelists preaching the gospel of experience straight to our DNA. Dig this, man. Every time you clink glasses with a buddy, watch your kid crack up at a cartoon, or get your groove on to some primal beat, those little neurons are firing off, etching grooves in the record of your being. It's like a cosmic tattoo gun, permanently inking the echoes of life onto your genetic tapestry. And now you're just coming to the awareness that the old tattoos that you've been tattooed with, the metaphorical ones, are becoming obsolete, and you have the freedom of choice to be able to tattoo exactly what you'd like in there. Think of it like this. You're not just a bag of meat with a groovy haircut. You're a walking, talking land of magical discovery. Every laugh, every tear, every fist fight with a vending machine, it's all stored in the symphony of your cells, waiting to be passed down like a dusty attic trunk full of grandma's eccentricities. The things you do, the things you see, the things you feel, they become the blueprints for the next generation, the whispers in the wind that shape the minds of your grandkids. Now, don't get all messianic about it, sunshine. This ain't some hippie dream of a utopia where everyone's a dancing Krishna. It's a double-edged sword. This mirror neuron madness is just the beginning of a great time. You pick up the good, sure, the empathy, the kindness, the shared laughter that makes life worth a darn. But you also pick up the bad, if you're not careful. The hate, the fear, the echoes of violence that turn men and women into monsters. Every time you lose your cool at a traffic light, every time you scroll through the cesspool on social media, you're engraving that negativity on your soul's hard drive. It's a cosmic karmic boomerang, baby. And what you send out comes back tenfold. You only get what you give. Ain't that the truth? So, what is one to do with this existential funhouse? Well, first, you gotta be mindful. Watch your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. Every twitch of a muscle, every flicker of emotion. It's all shaping the story of you. You don't have to be a slave to mirror neurons, but you can become their masters. Choose the experiences you want to etch onto your soul, the stories you want to whisper down the generations. Fill your life with laughter, with music, with acts of kindness that resonate like a gong in the cosmos. Be the change you want to see, not just in the world, but in the fabric of being, in the fabric of reality. And remember, this is not some dry academic trip. This is always a call to arms, a psychedelic symphony of self-discovery. Embrace the chaos, the beauty, the absurdity of it all. Because every experience, every interaction, every second you're alive is shaping the next chapter of your existence and the existence of those who come after you. So get out there. Live loud, live wild, live weird, and live with the awareness that you're not just a spectator in the grand game of life. You are a co-writer, a sculptor of souls, a gosh darn mirror neuron maestro. For what you do, consciously, positively, will be mirrored out into the world. As they say, go forth and multiply, baby, but do it with intention, with compassion, with the discernment and choice and decision of a grin that's plastered across your face. Because in the end, that's the only way to make this cosmic circus worth the price of admission. No gifts left ungiven. No more unnecessary suffering. The old saying, pain is inevitable, suffering is a choice. Definition of suffering is expending emotional or physical or psychological energy on something that you literally can't do anything about. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go chase some miracles into the world, for more miracles are necessary, and they must only appear once we recognize and say, yes, I accept, they are real, and then look around, and boom, you will see your miracles. There's a whole new chapter of the human story waiting to be written, and I ain't going to miss the party. You dig? You lie down with dogs, you come up with fleas. And let's not forget a most important quote that I heard Jim Rohn say over and over into my consciousness. You are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. And I know before I've told you that if you need to supplement high quality individuals, you have your audiobooks, you have your podcasts, you have your YouTube videos and YouTube audios, you have books, you have ways to pour more good into your reality, your world, and your consciousness. If you are not able to get around people that will elevate you and lift you up, because we live in a time where it's just apparently blatant that we need more communities. We have a world community, and within that world community, little communities are popping up. And I promise you, there is something for everybody, every genre of essence that you may resonate with. And if it doesn't exist yet, well, it might be a call for you to start it. And I am here to support you. in regards to the mirror neurons and those statements. Where you lay your consciousness is where your consciousness grows or stays stagnant. So I'm putting a big magnifying glass and spotlight on this fact. Mirror neurons are one of the easiest ways to change your life. They say, if you want to learn a new language, the fastest way to do it is to go to that country and speak and learn it as you're there. Imagine the mirror neurons just being immersed. Maybe that's why it's a little bit easier to pick it up. When you start something new, you want to immerse yourself so that you become consciously competent faster than later. Yeah. So, to watch those videos that inspire you, there's so many, and again, it's just a matter of preference and what specific topic you're into, and then resonating with the right music and other people, right? Like, the content out in the world is unlimited right now. And if you have to start with small names or have to start with big names, you're literally getting around that consciousness when you listen to their audiobook. When you watch their YouTube videos, just a little bit every day will begin to dilute your essence and your being with more good than whatever unconscious and subconscious toxicity is coming in from the environment. Just trying to give you the upper hand here, my friends. Because you deserve to wake up feeling grateful. Not just grateful that you're alive, but that you get to figure out some sort of joy and mystery and adventure today, whatever that may bring. And tomorrow, you get to do it again. And you get to do it as fully expressed as you allow yourself to be. And I promise you, your self-expression is what heals the world. More people surrendering to their truths and living out their greatest joys, their greatest weirdness. We need more permission slips to be our authentic selves. And I am truly grateful that I've had a life where I've had mostly encouragement for self-expression. And the times where I didn't, it just ramped up and amplified the need for my self-expression. And this is where we're at. This is where we're at in time and space right now. And it's really exciting. And I just really want to drill the point home. Use the mirror verse to your advantage. Use mirror neurons and the knowledge of how you can begin to mirror those that have come before you, people that may not even be alive. It's called modeling. That's an easy thing to do. And slowly but surely, you will step into the realm of unconsciously competent, which is a great place to be. So with that, thank you so much for convening here, and make sure to stick around after our outro, because as the world changes, you never know what you might find after the credits. Thank you so much for joining us here on this wonderful episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Definitely looking forward to our next episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. And again, who knows what exciting things you might find after this outro. So stay tuned.
The mirror effect can catch you when you least expect it. I walked into my daughter's room this morning and reminded her to empty her trash for the 7th time this week. She told me that I repeat myself too much, to which I said, "If you just took action the first or second time, I would not have to repeat myself." She pushed back, and I got a little flustered. So I walked back into my room feeling frustrated and defeated. I took a moment and caught myself in the mirror. I looked exactly like my daughter. That same head of stringy hair, that same dazed look, like I've been hyper-focused on an assignment and someone broke my concentration. Then I saw my own trash can, overflowing. In this moment, I saw a reflection of something much bigger. I went back and knocked on my daughter's door again. I looked at her and I confessed out loud, "I'm sorry. I just realized how much I'm trying to correct things about you that are the same things I need to work on too. I will do my part in cleaning my room today, and I'm here if you need help with yours." As a parent, I'm constantly reminded of the mirroring effect that I have with my children. All of my strengths and shortcomings are illuminated, and sometimes I find myself trying to correct something in someone else that is actually something I have yet to correct for myself. As I humbly approach this realization today, I am learning to take extreme ownership of my actions. I see the semblance of myself in both my children and my parents, and sometimes it's terrifying. This recognition of the mirror effect has allowed me to have a greater sense of empathy and understanding of others. I am learning to forgive my parents' mistakes, but most importantly, to forgive myself. I'm Katie Lynn Navi, and I'm here to remind you to look for the miracle in the mirror. Perhaps it doesn't feel all that miraculous when it shows you something you don't understand or appreciate, but it's here to remind you of the threads that weave us together.